we are more emotional, we are more compassionate, we are more neurotic, and all these qualities that why do women take that so badly? Why is it a bad thing to be those
things? They just don't like hearing existential truth. That's the problem.
And that's the thing to me, is that we should be proud of those qualities, because that's what makes us excellent nurturers and excellent mothers. The fact that we are less rational, because when you're dealing with an infant, you cannot be rational.
I agree. Women's irrationality can be a positive thing when looking after an infant. Always being worried, always looking out, like something wrong constantly. It's cool when they're an infant. But that time frame from when they're an infant to when they get a little older, that is the only time where all these negative female traits are positive. For the rest of the 75 years that she's alive, it's a complete pain in the ass and a burden in every aspect of life.
You have to have a sort of sixth sense with emotions and understand what cry is that. My poor husband, God bless him, he could not tell my daughter's cries apart from one another. And I know exactly what cry is hungry, what face is hungry, what cry means she's tired, what cry means she has a wet diaper. And these are not rational things.
What do you rate that as? 1 to 10? Let me know in the comment section.
I actually do cuss a little.
Do you?
Yeah.
Never change for a bitch. If you a nice guy, be a nice guy. Actually, I look at it like this. Be a confident nice guy, but let the fact that you're a nice guy vet out all the bullshit women. Because there are women who appreciate a nice guy. They're usually taken pretty quick. High school or early 20s, but hey, they're out there. But if a woman is saying she like bad boys, that should be enough for you to not want to fuck with her. Because good women don't like bad boys. So don't become a piece of shit just to get a piece of shit, if you know what I mean.
What's your favorite curse word?
Probably fuck. Probably fuck.
Hey, that wouldn't have happened if you picked a decent guy, but he was born. So now you get fucked and chucked and he won't pick up the phone for you. Aha, that's what you get.
New relationships are awkward because you gotta tell a whole new person what you like in bed. And the only reason you know what you like in bed is because someone else did it to you first. But you can't say it like that, right?
I already know. Well, I know. I'm red pill. But this is why we were never meant to be with women who've been ran through by a bunch of other guys, or really even one other guy. See, this isn't a problem for people who've been in a relationship since they were in high school and they lost their virginity to each other. To me, the ideal situation. But yeah, fellas, whatever she do in bed, you got to try to not think of all the other guys that she did it with or that did it to her better than you.
You got to do that cute little tap dance of like, oh, babe, you know what would be so fun? This never even occurred to me before. You know what your body is inspiring me to do right now? But in your head, you're just like, do it like Craig. Could you just do it how...
She will never forget Craig. Ever. You will never be as good as him in bed. And every time you guys have sex and it don't measure up, that's what's going to be running through her mind. One of the many reasons why guys don't want to date a chick who've been ran through.
Oh, Craig did it every time? Craig didn't do shit right. He did that right, let me tell you. Can we just call him?
And you kept going back to him every time. You knew he wasn't shit, but he had good D. So no matter how much he treated you like shit and you knew he wasn't worth shit, you kept going back.
Can we just call him and ask? It's not a big deal. We're all adults here. Remember when we reset the Wi-Fi router last month? It's just like that, babe. He's just a voice on the phone with the password. That's all he is to me now.
Hi there. In an LDR for a year. I'm 40F, he's 44M. He has a tough job, working long hours away from home in a new city. He sleeps a lot when he's not working, and when he does go home every few weeks, he doesn't ever do anything fun.
We already know where this is headed. Look, ladies, men are not here to entertain you and keep you amused. If you get in a relationship with a guy who works all the time or work over the road or something. Look, you're going to have to find something to occupy your time with. And when you get home, yeah, he's going to be tired. You should have been able to predict that this was going to be a problem and just not date him to begin with. It is not men's job to keep you excited for 40 years. Building a life and a family with somebody is not being excited every day. It's just not what it is.
It's always errands and projects. I'm different. I do work hard, but I love to enjoy myself and plan events and vacations. I'm able to do this on my own because we are LDR. And he is always willing to join things, but all in all he's kinda boring. I worry that I'll be bored later in life. Anyone else deal with this?
Long distance relationships are fucking pointless. I really don't see the point of them as an adult, especially in your 40s. Lady, you're 40 years old. Look, I don't think you're gonna find this fun, outgoing, handsome guy with a good job who loves cats. Like, look, is he a decent guy or is he not a decent guy? If he's a decent guy, bitch, you better stay. Because the grass ain't greener on the other side. Plus, you 40 in the dating world. That usually don't go that great for women.
Be a deal breaker for you. He's very good to me, and we have fun and laugh when we're together.
Yeah, that's usually the problem. When a man is very good to a woman, too good to a woman, too nice, treated too great. That's what's born. It's not that he work all the time and he don't want to do fun stuff. He's too nice.
We do spend a lot of time laying around. He also has more than a handful of friends that are YAAAI older, like 60s and 70s. Maybe he has more in common with them.
Go ahead, leave. Good luck. I'm telling you, you're going to regret this. Leave him. Leave this decent man and go out in the dating field. All you're going to do is get fucked and chucked. That's all that's going to happen.
Good afternoon, everyone. My 31M wife, 30F, is best friends with Jane, fake name 27F, and has been for 10 years. The issue is her love life. She has never been in a relationship until recently. She would always turn guys down because they weren't successful or rich enough.
Okay, so basically the friend is a piece of shit and just been having random sex with hot guys at bars since she was 18. Because if she haven't been able to meet a guy rich enough, so what, she's been celibate? No, she's been having sex with motherfuckers who she didn't care how much money they had because they was just for fun. But then she think at 30 she's going to find some hot rich guy to take care of her after she done been ran through.
Or when they were rich, they weren't good looking enough. I don't care, but that's always been her reasoning. Well, 9 months ago she made a mistake and slept with a co-worker who has a wife and kids.
Yeah, piece of shit. See? Like, usually if a woman is a piece of shit in one area of life, she's a piece of shit in every area of her life. So don't ever cut them no slack.
She told my wife that it was a one-time thing and that it would never happen again. My wife overlooked this and they remained best friends. Last weekend was her birthday, and guess who her best friend brought for the weekend away? The married with kids guy. He seemed all right, but he was literally wearing a wedding ring while they were dancing and making out in front of everyone.
Birds of a feather flock together. So I totally understand why you're feeling that this is problematic. If your wife is condoning this and wanting to hang out with this dirtbag.
I spoke with my wife after the fact and said this was weird. She agreed but said it wasn't our place to do or say anything, which kind of pissed me off. A. It put me in a weird position of having to act all happy and excited while watching an affair go down. B. It made me feel like she was co-signing cheating on your spouse, which I saw as a red flag. She's upset that I want to do anything as it's not our relationship and is assuring me I have nothing to worry about, but it doesn't feel that way. I guess I'm just not sure how to process the fact that my wife is just so calm about her best friend having an affair.
I mean, yeah, it's a problem to have your wife hanging out with people like this. Because eventually scumbags rub off on the people they hang around. But I also get her point where it's like, look, this ain't none of our business. I'm staying out of it. Because I mind my business too. I'm not getting involved in somebody else's drama. And then somebody come looking for me, trying to shoot me. But I would just say, I'm not hanging out with this bitch no more. I don't like her. I think she's scum of the earth. I'm not going out with her no more to get nothing to eat, to go on no trips. I'm out of it. And I really don't want you hanging out with her like that, but hey, I can't force you to do one thing or another. But if it ever comes to a point where her bullshit is negatively affecting our lives, you may have to choose her or me. It might have to come to that.